They just got back from a tour of Ireland and the Channel Islands, and I hear they had some wonderful concerts there. Sold out some fairly large venues, and so that was real successful for them. They've got a couple of CDs. The latest one is called Southern Zen.
Southern Zen, yeah.
And I think they're just about ready. So please help me to not quite ready. They're not quite ready.
We're almost.
They're almost ready. They've also got an earlier CD called Pure and Simple, which I was about to tell you now.
Hello, hello. 1, 2, 3, 4.
I think we're almost there.
You got me?
Well, I think they're close enough. Please help me to welcome Lucky Mud.
Thank you. Thank you. The reason I called this song Southern Zen, which is the title cut for the new CD, is that back in the late 60s, early 70s, I'm sure I'm not the only one that studied Zen for a while, and everybody who thought they were a Zen teacher told me the same story. The Zen master was asked, "What did you do today?" And he said, "I chopped wood, I carried water." That's it. That's the whole story. So you know that Zen master was not Southern, because Southerners would never end a story there. So
we love
I
the
embellished.
Embellishment part. And of course, I do have an orange shaker.
I chopped wood, I carried water, I burned the wood just to boil the water. Threw in some collards and some fat back ham. Made up a little cornbread in the frying pan. Fried up some okra, made some black-eyed peas. Brewed about a gallon of sweet iced tea. Took it out to the front porch, sat in the swing. Closed my eyes, let the day go by, and I listened to the mockingbird sing. The mockingbird, he's a funny looking bird, just an ordinary gray. The mockingbird don't do much as a bird, he just sits around all day. The mockingbird ain't a pretty bird, no bright colors in his wings. But everybody stops what they're doing when he sings, sings, sings. Da 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 da. Yellow sand and bright red clay, they come together in a beautiful way. With the longleaf pines and that flat, flat land, it looks like heaven from where I stand. It's where I was born and where I was raised. Well, I love the people and I know their ways. From Pensacola to the Florida Keys, you can close your eyes, let the day go by, and you listen to the mockingbird sing. The mockingbird, he's a funny looking bird, just an ordinary gray. The mockingbird don't do much as a bird, he just sits around all day. The mockingbird ain't a pretty bird, no bright colors in his wings. Everybody stops what they're doing when he sings, sings, sings. Da 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 da.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks. While we're sitting here in the key of E, I was driving home. I listened to NPR, which is pretty much what I listened to, and there was a reporter talking about how evil cockfights were. Everybody that went to them was evil. The cockfights were evil, and I've never been to one my whole life, but I figured if I lived in southeast Louisiana, I'd take my family there on Saturday night because that's what there is. So I wrote this song. Saturday night, cockfight, chicken wire and tin. Daddy brought the family and he parked beside the kinfolk. The oyster shell parking lot, Louisiana swamp. Lily, hold the baby while we put some money up. So Lily takes the baby, she goes to Charlie's side, the Saturday night cockfight of Louisiana night. Two cocks in the cage whirling bloody spurs. Mama orders chicken dinners, extra slaw with hers. Sister wants a Dr. Pepper, daddy wants a beer. The black rooster goes down, everybody cheers. Then Lily squeezes Charlie, they take a walk outside. The Saturday night cockfight, another rooster dies. Then daddy wins $20, has another drink. And mama gets the kids and heads off to the roller rink. Later on, she sits with daddy in a folding chair. He kisses all her fingers, he smells her braided hair. The smoke from the factory blurs the golden lights all along the bayou on the Louisiana night. Your daddy wins $20, has another drink. And mama gets the kids and heads off to the roller rink. Later on, she sits with daddy in a folding chair. He kisses all her fingers, he smells her braided hair. The smoke from the factory blurs the golden lights all along the bayou on a Louisiana night.
Thank you. Nice and warm.
By the way, that first song was not a commercial for the food down there, but have you seen the food? Okra, tomatoes.
I'm lazy. I don't do that kind of cooking anymore, but I sure do love it.
Yeah, that's why you have to go out and eat a lot. This is a song written by Jesse Winchester during another war, when he was in Canada and homesick from Mississippi. I think I see a wagon rutted road with the weeds growing tall between the tracks, and along one side there runs a rusted barbed wire fence. Beyond that sits an old tar paper shack. Mississippi, you on my mind. Mississippi, you on my mind. Mississippi, you on my mind. I think I hear a noisy old John Deere in a field specked with dirty cotton lint. And below the field there runs a shady little creek, and there you'll find the cool green leaves of mint. Mississippi, you're on my mind. Mississippi, you're on my mind. Mm-hmm. Mississippi, you're on my mind. I think I smell a honeysuckle vine. The heavy sweetness like to make me sick. The dogs, my God, well, they're hungry all the time. And the snakes are sleeping where the leaves are thick. Mississippi, you're on my mind. Mississippi, you're on my mind. Mm-hmm. Mississippi, you're on my mind. I think I feel an angry Caribbean heat. That southern sun just blazes in the sky. And those dusty weeds and them fat grasshopper jump. I'm gonna make it to that creek before I fry. Mississippi, you're on my mind. Mississippi, you're on my mind. Mississippi, you're on my mind.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
There are some really fabulous songwriters out there. A lot of them are here, and they're all over the world, and you don't get to hear their music because it's not played on Clear Channel Radio, which controls the world. So go out and find them, because they're out there. The music is out there. It's beautiful music, and it takes a little effort to find it, but you know we can do that.
I wrote this song for my mama, who was raised on the Cumberland Plateau, and when she was 14 years old, her daddy bought a Model T and had it delivered to the house and said, "You're going to learn to drive this because we got to go to Florida." So she went to Florida, got to the Withlacoochee River, and married my daddy, who'd been there. My family's been there around the Withlacoochee for about 200 years. So. And he has a song called Southern Mama.
Well, the Southern Mama's just got to be strong. 'Cause a Southern daddy dies for too long. Working the pulpwood every day makes his life kind of slip away. Mama keeps to herself all the tears she's cried. She knows daddy loved her till the day he died. So she tried to raise the kids as best she can. Happy she was married to a damn good man. On the way from the banks of the Withlacoochee to a sharecropper shack up in Tennessee, you see the lady with the sad eyes crying. Find food and clothes for the family. Yeah, the Southern Mama's just got to be strong. 'Cause the Southern Daddy dies for too long. When the sun is rising, it's another day. She got work to do. She got bills to pay. Late in the evening, she can rest a spell and laugh at the jokes that the children tell. Yeah, the South got beauty and the South got soul, but it ain't got silver and it ain't got gold. So the Southern up in Tennessee. See the lady with the sad eyes crying to find food and clothes for the family. The Southern Mama's just got to be strong. 'Cause the Southern
Thank you.
Thank you. The next one is a sing-along song. It truly is a sing-along song. It's Michael wrote this, And it's one of those things that's sort of an anthem. So as it goes, you'll pick it up. And it's wonderful to have everybody sing with it.
It's easy to sing along with it because the same words come up over and over again.
Yeah. It's a true folk song.
Take you back to the 500 miles days.
It really is. It's one of those. It sounds really good with lots of voices. So help us out.
I invented a new chord.
I'm sure you did.
It's called "And the Trees Rise Up."
And the trees rise up, and the trees rise up, and the rain comes down, and the rain comes down, and the trees rise up, and the trees rise up, and the rain comes down, and the rain comes down, and the trees rise up, and the trees rise up, and the rain comes down, and the rain comes down, and the trees rise up, and the rain comes down.
It's a simple world built on a single need. It takes an act of love. With a giving sky and a fertile earth, it makes a tender life with an amazing birth.
And the trees rise up, and the trees rise up, and the rain comes down,
and the rain comes down,
and the trees rise up,
and the trees rise up, and the rain comes down, and the rain comes down,
and the trees rise up.
Summer sun paints a morning sky, and a gathering storm makes the white birds fly, and a finger of life breaks into the light. It's warm by the sunshine and cool by the night, and the moon comes up.
And the sun goes down,
and the sun goes down,
and the moon comes up,
and the moon comes up,
and the sun goes down,
and the sun goes down,
and the moon comes up,
and the moon comes up,
and the sun goes down,
and the sun goes down,
and the moon comes up, and the sun goes down,
and this big old ball rolls around the sun in a circle of light, in a circle of wonder, and the cycle of love goes around and around.
And the trees rise up,
and the rain comes down,
and the trees rise up,
and the trees rise up, and the rain comes down.
Trees rise up,
and the trees rise up, and the rain comes down,
and the rain comes down,
and the trees rise up,
and the trees rise up,
and the rain comes down,
and the rain comes down,
and the trees rise up, and the rain comes down,
and the trees rise up,
and the rain comes down.
Thanks for singing that with us. Thank you. Thanks. We did a 17-day tour of Ireland back in November, which was a real hoot. We played the Linenhall Arts Center and Castle Bar and other cool places. And one of the things we swore we would not do when we went over there was play traditional Irish music. We went over there to play Elvis and Hank Snow and folk songs. So, of course, we played Irish music. We didn't know this one was Irish until we got there. But then everybody knew it.
Which was cool with us. Although I will have to tell you, we were in our concert and... No, don't worry, it's okay. It's trust me, it's loud enough. We were in our concert in Castle Bar, and it was sold out, which was really cool for us. And there were like 30 cultural exchange students from Northern Ireland up in the very top. And we were singing Elvis's All Shook Up. And they were stomping their feet and singing along with us going, uh-huh, all shook up. Uh-huh. There was no cooler feeling in the world.
That was a rush.
By the way, if you do know this song, please sing with us. I actually learned it from a Nickel Creek album. I thought it sounded Irish. Fox went out on a chilly night, and he prayed to the moon to give him light. He had many a mile to go that night before he reached the town. Town, oh, town, oh, he had many a mile to go that night before he reached. So he ran till he came to the farmer's den, and the duck and the geese were pinned therein. He said, a couple of you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town. Town, oh, town, oh, a couple of you are gonna grease my chin before I leave this town. So he grabbed the great goose by the neck, and he threw a duck across his back. He didn't mind the quack, quack, and the legs all dangling down, oh, down, oh, down, oh. He didn't mind the quack, quack, and the legs all dangling down. Now, for those of you who don't know this song, this is the sing-along part. La 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 la. Out of bed, and she ran to the window, popped out her head. She said, John, John, the great goose is gone. Fox is on the town. Town, oh, town, oh, John, John, the great goose is gone, and the fox is on the town. So he ran till he came to his nice warm den, and there were the little ones, 8, 9, 10. They said, Daddy, Daddy, gotta go back again. Must be a mighty fine town. Town, oh, town, oh, Daddy, Daddy, gotta go back again. Must be a mighty fine town. Well, the fox and his wife without any strife cut up the great goose with a fork and a knife. Never had he had such a supper in his life, and the little ones chewed on the bones, oh, bones, oh, bones, oh. Never had they had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones. Sing along. You know it. La 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 la. Thank you.
Thanks.
We're negotiating. We do that.
We never make up lists. We just negotiate.
After 32 years of marriage, you learn you have to do that, because at first it's like, then you figure out, okay.
As a matter of fact, when we were setting up our camp beside you guys, you said, not a harsh word, and I thought, yeah, we'll save that for breakdown.
Yeah.
When you break down.
Setting up, everybody's so nice, and you know, you're just so happy to be there, and breaking down, it's like, okay, get this done. You're not helping.
This is a song I wrote called Sanctuary. Sometimes I wish that I could be a swift winged bird and fly without a home. All this aching heart, without these sleepless nights. I thought your love was constant as the rising of the sun. Now these
have passed me by, and I have wasted everyone. Sanctuary, sanctuary, I have no place to go, for I stand here after all this time with not one thing to show. I'm so afraid to see the night, and the day is almost gone. It must have been so easy to betray a heart like mine, so easy to deceive these eyes, so willing to be blind. Sanctuary, sanctuary, lead me safely home. I'm so to see the night, and the day is almost gone.
Thank you. I wrote this song when our son was young, and I was rocking him to sleep for about 10 hours. And I thought something good's got to come of this. It's called the Sinkhole Song. Because that's what it is. Well, it started as a call to the local police when the dispatcher said, "Can I help you, please?" You heard a man on the line say without hesitation, "I think I'm on the edge of a bad situation. See, early this morning I went out in the yard to get the morning paper and to water the garden, but all of my tomatoes and my clothesline pole was sitting at the bottom of a 7-foot hole. Well, I was just looking where my garden used to be when the hole got bigger and it swallowed my tree. Then it ate my fence and my mailbox too, so I'd get out here fast if I was you. But you know, by the time the police showed up, the sinkhole was chewing on the pickup truck. And by the time the police called the National Guard, the big hole laid up the house in the yard. Then it nibbled on the driveway, munched a little more, stretched out and gobbled up the house next door. The ace commentator on the 6 o'clock news concluded there was nothing anyone could do. But the experts came from all over the state, and they talked about the sinkhole, watched while it ate up the four-lane road in the omelet shop, and they all agreed that was where it would stop. But the hole kept going and everybody ran and ate up the houses and the experts' van and people watching news from miles around as the sinkhole ate up the entire town. Well, they tried concrete and dynamite, a little. Let's try that again. Well, they tried concrete and dynamite. Engineers worked through the night, but the hole got deeper and the hole just grew. It ate Orlando and Tampa too. It ate condominiums, it ate Spook Hill, ate up Miami and Jacksonville, and double-wide trailers lined up in a row for it sucked up the Gulf of Mexico. Alabama, Georgia, and Tennessee, both Carolinas fell into the sea, Mississippi, Missouri, and Louisiana too, all disappeared in that sinkhole group. While farther up north in the seat of the nation, senators and congressmen passed legislation making it illegal with a very stiff fine for sinkholes to cross the Mason-Dixon line. But the hole kept growing and it broke the law. It ate Indiana and Arkansas, ate Massachusetts, and it ate up Maine, and it chewed up the prairies on the western plains. Well, it swallowed up the Rockies and was doing fine, but it stopped dead still on the California line. And the people of California laughed at the strange twist of fate that left them, of all people, the remaining state. So they decided to have a big jubilee. But a San Andreas earthquake dropped them into the sea.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Lucky Mud.
Thanks so much, y'all. Bye-bye.